Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lilydale Radio. The name of the show is called Embrace Your Essence, and I am Colleen Van Der Zijden, the host of the show. And as you are joining in tonight, do say hello. Let me know you're watching and see what's going on. So, happy Valentine's Day. We are here on Valentine's Day tonight. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. It is all about you, who you really are at your core level. And every week I talk about something that can help you live your best life. And tonight we are talking about self-love versus basically self-hatred. And, you know, so many people are struggling with self-acceptance and getting stuck in that voice of the inner critic. And some people even hate themselves. So tonight we are going to talk about a few ways to help you shift your mindset, get out of that, so you can embrace and love yourself. And I'll probably answer questions as we go, of course, and I might do some intuitive coaching, too, for people as we are talking tonight. Hi, Laura. How are you today? And Suzanne and Michael. Hi, Michael. Nice to see you. And Darlene. And we are, as I said, going to be talking about self-love and self-hatred. But before we get to that, some details as usual. Hi, Cindy and Jenny, Debbie and Chuck. Hello. So, details, LilydaleAssembly.org. You can find out what's happening in Lilydale. Right now, Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook is the place to go if you want to find out what's happening workshop-wise as well. So you can go there and find out everything and follow Lilydale Assembly Incorporated, the official one, Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook. Follow them there. You can follow me here, of course, on Colleen Van Der Zijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach. And if you're not yet, please do so that, you know, I can know you're there with me while we're doing everything. My website is ColleenVanderZijden.com or BeCourageouslyYou.com will take you to the same place. So I know there's a whole bunch of workshops going on at Lilydale, and so they are Zooming and everything right now. So if you are interested in that, definitely check it out. I will say hello to more people as you are all joining us today. Let's see. Hi, Deborah. Thank you so much. Yes, it's been a nice day. We went for a nice walk today, and now I'm here live on my show. Hi, Jan. I was talking to somebody today who you are a good friend with, and that was cool. Hi, Ellen and David and Anne and Amy. And happy Valentine's Day. And Carolyn and Lynn and Sherry, Julie and Shannon and Kyle. Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving Day, and it works, Lynn. It just works. Hi, Lois. Nice to see you. And hi, Noelle. So as I said, we are talking today about self-love versus self-hatred. And so just to mention a couple more things, for those of you who are interested in reimagining your life, my in-person retreat is coming up the beginning of June. You can find out it is in Lilydale, and it is the first weekend in June, and you can find out more about that on my website, BeCourageouslyYou.com, if you don't want to spell ColleenVanderZijden.com. You can see what's happening there. And let's see, let's just get to it. Hi, Linda, nice to see you. Say hi to my mom, will you? I got to call her. She's on my list. Hi, Deep, nice to see you too. So today, self-love or self-hatred. I am not much of one to generally talk about the topics that are near a holiday. So Mother's Day, I will not do a lecture someplace or a radio show on being a mother. Valentine's Day, I would never talk about love on Valentine's Day. What else is there? Father's Day, same thing, Christmas, Easter, none of that. Arbor Day, I'm not going to talk about trees. So for whatever reason today, I wanted to talk about self-love. My Intention Tuesday email this week, which went out today, of course, because it's Tuesday, is I accept myself. And as I was writing it, and what I do is I sit down and I just let spirit guide me what I'm supposed to talk about in my newsletter or the radio show. So as I was writing it, it kept getting longer and longer and longer. And I finally realized Spirit had a lot more to say about this topic, the topic of how we view and treat ourselves. And it became apparent I needed to talk about it tonight. So the I accept myself that I sent out today on my newsletter list, in order to love ourselves, we first must accept ourselves. ourselves. There's a lot of talk these days, isn't there, about you must love yourself, you must love yourself. But nobody really knows what that means. You know, we think it means taking care of ourselves, you know, going to get the pedicure and the massage and all of that, which is definitely a part of loving ourselves. But it can be so much deeper than that. I've talked to so many people lately who are stuck in feeling awful about themselves. You know, they might have been attacked or criticized many years ago, so now they doubt themselves. Some people may have made mistakes in the past, and then, of course, what happens, we go to bed at night and we replay those mistakes, and we feel guilty for not having made a better choice, and they can't forgive themselves, and so they're turning on themselves and judging themselves. Some people look in a mirror and they judge their looks and think they're ugly. And I mentioned in my newsletter today about a friend of mine who said she looked in the mirror and she noticed she was getting old. And she thought, oh, I don't look good anymore, you know, and thought about actually getting plastic surgery. And I was like, no, that's not. And, you know, so sometimes we get older, we think we look less attractive. You know, society has put a big emphasis on looking good. Some people look at their weight and they feel badly about themselves, how they look. And then, of course, what happens next is they feel badly about their failure to lose that weight and get down to that ideal weight they've probably been working on for years. I've had several people tell me they hate themselves. To me, I was kind of shocked at that because these are wonderful people, and I was really surprised when they said this. And I recognize they can't see past the idea that they somehow are a failure or are unworthy. You know, so many people compare ourselves to others, right? A lot of us do that. And then we feel like we're not good enough. You know, we think other people have more fun or more money or more success than we do. And their families seem wonderful and ideal. You know, we all know about the social media families where we only post the good things on there and we don't post the bad things, right? So we look at that, and then we feel badly about our own family because we don't always get along, or we feel badly because other people seem to have a better life than we do. So many people are feeling unloved, unlovable, unaccepted, undeserving, unworthy. Have you guys ever had that feeling? It's so wild when we get this. I'm going to scroll back down a little bit and say hi to some more people as you're chiming in on these comments. Hi, Star and Wendy and Penny and George is there. Hi, Joe. I'm finally starting to love myself. Yes. Awesome. It is amazing that how easy it is for us to get stuck in self-criticism. It is just so amazing how simple it is for us to get there. But it's, you know, really, it's not our fault. Yes, Jennifer says, same too. It's crazy the stories we tell ourselves. Exactly. And Penny says, I am my own worst enemy and critic. Hi, Lori. Yes, all of this, it's really not our fault, even though in so many ways we are our worst critics. But this doesn't mean that we intentionally are doing this. This doesn't mean that there's something wrong with us that this happens. What has happened is that it's been programmed by society, you know, our culture, that we should be beautiful, young, and perfect. We've experienced this societal conditioning that has caused us to judge ourselves and our perceived flaws. We've spent so much of our lives trying to meet other people's expectations, society's expectations for us. And what happens is that idea becomes mutated, and we actually turn it within ourselves. And we look at ourselves with some self-condemnation, and we judge ourselves and criticize ourselves, and we end up feeling horrible, unacceptable, and even unloved. This is not our fault. It's just what has been imposed upon us, you know, what's been impressed upon us. And we pick these things up because we're trying so hard to be liked, to belong, to feel loved. And so things just get a little bit weird in our heads. And again, not our fault. They get weird in our heads. And then we just turn right back on ourselves. So, and we can become very, Lynn says, very judgmental and demanding of myself. We can become very demanding of ourselves. We expect so much more out of ourselves. And sometimes, you know how it goes when your mind just kind of goes crazy in there and you just keep harping on yourself and beating yourself up for doing things or not saying the right thing or those mistakes you made years ago and all that stuff, you know? And when we think about it, Maureen says, family members can be meaner than friends. You know, isn't that the weirdest thing? so strange. You know, we think about this voice in our head and how we turn it on ourselves. You know, Greg and I were talking about this earlier today. We would never talk to our friends like that, would we? We would never say, oh, you are so stupid. I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you made that mistake 50 years ago and you're still thinking about it. You know, people wouldn't do that. And so what we're going to do tonight is we are going to talk about some ways to shift your mindset. So to help you get out of some of that self-judgment, self-criticism, so you can move into accepting yourself as you are today and as you will be tomorrow, and that will take you into loving yourself even more. And that's what we're going to do tonight. If you have questions or comments, you definitely want to be on my page because that's the only place I can see them. So Colleen Vanderzijde, medium and intuitive life coach. You're on Lily Dale's page or the Embrace the Light Within page or the Spiritual Growth and Support Group page. I cannot see your comments, so you might want to come over here. Colleen Vanderzijde, medium and intuitive life coach. And I had said as well that if we have time or if you have some good questions, send me off on a little bit of a different journey here for us tonight. I can give some people some individual coaching if you're interested in that. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We are fed more negative, therefore we can beat ourselves up better than anyone. That is Laura's comment, and that is so true, right? We know our weak spots, and when we see those weak spots, we don't like them. So what do? We attack them, and that means we're attacking ourselves. Yes. Hi, Debbie. Nice to see you. Self-forgiveness, acceptance, and salt. Working on it, but it is so hard, Paula says. It can be. It can be because we have been taught to look at ourselves in a different way. So this is changing everything about how we look at ourselves. And this is so much of what I do in my coaching programs and what we're doing in the Soul Empowerment Community is to help people see themselves in a different way, you know, so that you can see yourself and love yourself and recognize you are so much more than your behaviors and your attributes. But we just do the best we can. Michael says, I learned to do radical acceptance, and radical acceptance is awesome. This means we accept everything, which is the way to do it. It really is everything that we accept. Something bad is happening in our lives. We accept that it's there. We don't get emotionally entangled in it. But tonight, like I said, we are going to be talking about mindset. Thank you for the stars, Ron. Laura said she made a positivity binder. So on those negative days, I can reinforce positivity before going to bed so I wake up positive. What a great idea, Laura. That is a wonderful idea. You know, when somebody tells me something good about myself, I actually put it in a file. So when I have a bad day, I can look at it and go, okay, not really a horrible person. So just kind of, you know, bring myself back to me again. Isn't that a wonderful idea? Everybody, Laura has a great idea. We should do it. So the first thing to shifting your mindset so that you can accept and embrace who you are is to choose to live from intention. Okay, I'm big on intentions, as you know. Intentions are so important because when we choose to use an intention, we move into the energy that tells us we can create our lives. Most of us live our lives out of habit. We keep trying to make other people like us. Any of you guys, people pleasers out there? We try to make other people like us. We keep trying to meet other people's expectations of who we are and how we should live. So we know somebody thinks we should do this job, so we decide to go do it because that way we'll have that other person's approval. We keep, out of habit, judging and criticizing ourselves. We aren't being intentional. It just happens. You know how it is. We'll be going about our day, and all of a sudden you're in a bad mood, and you don't even know how you got there because your mind took off on its own little journey and went down that rabbit hole of negativity and judgment. Don't ask me why you disappoint me. Ask why I expect too much. Great question, Debbie. May you disappoint me. Ask why I expect too much of you. Yeah, it's, you know, for people who are people pleasers, so many of us, and I will put myself in that because I was a people pleaser forever. I'm much better at it now. But so much of that is because we are sensitive, and I know that much of my audience is sensitive, and many of you are empaths. And so we pick up on other people's energy, so we know what they need. We know what they're wanting, even if they don't out and out say it. So that becomes kind of overlays in our mind, and we're picking up that energy, and we're trying to please people, and sometimes we don't even know if we're doing it. Okay, so the first thing is to live from intention. Changing your mindset means you make a choice to live intentionally. living true to who you really are, being intentional with your thoughts and behaviors. And I know sometimes we think that we can't be intentional with our thoughts because they just pop into our heads, and they do sometimes. But we can be intentional about how we handle those thoughts. If they are not positive thoughts, don't have to keep them. If they are not thoughts that are empowering or helpful, we don't have to keep them. That's being intentional. So if unwanted, undesired thoughts pop into your head, you have a choice in how you respond, and that's the intentional part. And obviously, intentional behaviors, that's an easy one, right? How you choose to act, how you choose to respond, what you do. We can be intentional with those things. So that's the first thing, is deciding to become intentional. The second thing is, with that intention, you start asking some questions. You get curious. You know, just get curious. When we think about, you know, we get older, our bodies get older, right? And we think we don't look good anymore, right? But here's the thing. I know many beautiful older people who may have an abundance of lines and wrinkles, a little extra weight, whatever it is, and yet they glow. It's like they literally glow. Their inner light is shining through. We don't, when we look at someone like this, we don't see the lines. We don't see the wrinkles and the little extra weight. What we are doing is we're actually seeing them at their soul level because their joy is shining through. I believe so much of this is because the older people have more wisdom, and I'm not saying everybody, but many. They've moved out of superficiality, and they've accepted themselves at a deep level. They have gratitude for their loved ones and being alive. They appreciate the small things, that beautiful day, the flower, the sunshine, a good meal. They've learned to accept their emotions, knowing that the importance of feeling is essential so that they can move forward. So many older people live in authenticity, and they no longer try to meet others' expectations. Now, granted, yes, I have met some older people who have all of these things, especially that last one where they don't really care what other people think. And sometimes their filter is not as strong as it used to be, and they'll say just about anything. But, you know, you've got to look at them and go, good for you for saying what's on your mind. Good for you for speaking your truth. You know, sometimes people don't want to hear it. So much of this is they've kind of let go of the superficiality. And I know younger people do this too, you know, where we realize what is most important. So what's happening is, number three, we're prioritizing what is most important and having gratitude for it. To move away from self-hatred, we want to decide what is most important. Now, when I talk about, sometimes I'll say prioritize what is most important, and I am talking sometimes about what's going on physically in your life, you know, especially if you're overwhelmed, you have too much to do, and you need to pare down some of your activities. Okay, so I talk about that, but to do it from the perspective of who we are, to move into acceptance and loving of ourselves and away from the self-hatred, what is most important? Do you want to keep feeling badly about yourself? And I would think everybody would say no. So, right, what happens? The inner critic gets going and we feel badly about ourselves. So, is it important enough for you to want to go in a different direction? Is that a priority for you? So you decide it is a priority for you. You don't want to feel badly anymore. Maybe when you're deciding what's most important, you might decide you're tired of taking care of everyone else and leaving no time for yourself. So prioritizing yourself here would be an act of self-love. You're deciding what is most important. If you want more love in your life, that is important. Ron says, you get tired of other people's BS when you get older. You do, don't you? You know, there does come wisdom with age. There definitely does. Age and Lisa, I've decided I'm too old to care if someone likes me or not. If you don't like me, the line forms on the left. Good one. Yeah, absolutely. You, Michael, you've got to love the grandmothers who just say whatever comes into their head. Laura's talking about the serenity prayer. Great to do. So what we want to do is decide what is most important. If we prioritize ourselves and our needs, then you can choose to make different choices, right? If you start looking for the good around you, you'll find it. Now, I know somebody's going, but wait a minute, we're talking about ourselves. Yes. It's important for us to also look outward and find the good out there. Because when we pay attention to what is out there that we enjoy, we have gratitude and appreciation for, we start looking for the good, we will find it. This helps us rebalance our perspective, which is only going to help us when we look back at ourselves, because we want to look at ourselves and find good within ourselves as well. One of my favorite things I do with pretty much all of my coaching clients is have them list 50 things they love about themselves. And some people can rattle them off real easy. It's no problem. And other people, it's a problem. They can't think of that many things that they love about themselves. And that is not our fault. All that training and conditioning from society, family, culture, whatever it might be. So as we start to look for the good around us, we'll start to look for the good in ourselves. We'll start to look for the people who love us. We'll start to look for the fun moments with our family, our friends, art, music, walks, books, whatever it might be. And Paula says, Michael, you are so funny. What? Yes, 50 things. 50 things seems impossible, Paula says. And I know. Do you know I used to make it be 100? I used to tell people to do 100. I don't know what I was thinking. We're down to 50 now. So 50, what you do is you start to look at yourself and think about those qualities you have within yourself that you love about yourself. Sometimes people struggle with this, obviously, as I said. So if I have a client or somebody in a coaching program is struggling, I'll say ask people who love you, think your best qualities are. Ask them to tell you three of your most wonderful qualities, because it's fun when we start to look at ourselves from a different perspective. We don't necessarily want to, what happens? I'm going to backtrack for a second. What happens when we do the 50 things is we think of something that we feel we can do, but then that inner critic talks us out of it. And that's important, because that inner critic talks you out of it. That's very, very important. And that's an important quality you want to work on owning and having within you. You definitely want to do this. And this doesn't mean that we don't have other things that we want to work on, ourselves and all that, but we want to start shifting that self-perspective. We don't want to be stuck in the pattern of self-judgment. And when we become intentional with how we look at ourselves, well, how we look at life, how we look at our surroundings, we start to become more intentional with how we live. We're affirming to ourselves what kind of life we really want to have. So Barb says, I won't ask my daughter that. Yes, not ask it if you think you're going to get back negative answers. Only ask people who love you and like you. Yeah, it's funny, Joe, isn't it? Because as I said, I would never do a show on love on Valentine's Day. That's just not me. But today, Spirit says I'm doing it. And it is so important for us to love ourselves, to really, truly love ourselves, even with what we might think are the flaws. Okay? So important. So many people, as we get older or even become more wise as we're living, we've accepted that our physical bodies may have some changes with them, but we want to enjoy our lives as possible. We want to live true to ourselves. So to continue to shift your mindset, the next thing is to figure out who you really are. Who are you? You know, and that's what I'm always talking about, but who are you really? Is it true that you're unworthy? There's a question. Is it true that you are unworthy, undeserving, not good enough to be forgiven for anything that may have happened? Yes. Is it true? Your inner critic would like you to think that it is. So to shift this mindset, we are going to do a different approach on this. So when we dislike something about ourselves, whether it's an emotion, a self-perception, even a situation, when we dislike something about ourselves, what we do is we push it away. We push it away. Lori says, I made a list while working through Courageously You. Yes, it is in my book, this exercise in my book. 38 so far. I guess I have more work to do. 38 is a great number, Lori. That is a great number. So you are well on the way. So what happens is when we dislike something, we push it away. We resist it. We ignore those challenging emotions. And have you noticed when you ignore those, it only makes so if you are sad and you're trying to cover it up, go about your day hiding it, you notice that sadness is underneath and it's just bubbling, and eventually it's going to come out, and maybe not when you want it to. Same thing with anger. You get really mad at somebody or you're irritated and you're just pushing it down, and then you explode. So we're ignoring these emotions. So we're resisting them. We also resist our flaws. We try to hide them because we don't want to be judged by others, which makes us feel worse about ourselves. And then we try to hide these flaws, I'm going to put them in quotes, from ourselves. We don't want to pay attention to those things. We don't want to pay attention to the part of ourselves that we don't like. We just don't. Let's see, check in the comments for a second. Accepting who you are is hard but necessary. Yes. And really, the more we accept ourselves, the happier we become. It is true. Read into William Wundt and introspection. Study that intensely. I'll have to look into that. Maybe Greg knows about that. With life, his experiences. I had my true self for years. Yes, I did too. I really did. Sadness and anger. Wear your flaws like scars on the sleeve, Laura said. Ron says, I choose to feel to heal. And that is it exactly. That's one of mine, being judged by others. It would be a lot easier to list my 50 favorite flaws. I know you're not alone with that, Mary. Many people feel that way. So in that case, I would tell you to look for the qualities you want to have. You know, I know you're loving. I know you're persistent. I know you have a lot of resilience. So there's three for you right there, Mary, that you can put on that list. Definitely. So we try to hide those flaws because we don't want to be judged. And then we hide them from ourselves, too. I'm going to ignore the fact that I'm a nasty person over here at that person. I'm going to ignore this over here. We don't want to honestly look at ourselves because it's scary. It's really scary. What will we find? So we keep hiding. We pretend to be strong or happy when we're really feeling scared or vulnerable. And we continue to live a fake life. We are living a fake life. One that is not genuine or sincere because we aren't living from our truth or authenticity. So think about that for a minute. If we are not living from our truth and authenticity, living a fake life, putting on a show for other people, pretending to be somebody we are not, we're actually resisting who we really are, but it's also limiting the joy and meaning we're going to have in our life. The more authentic we are, the more joy we have. The more we show our vulnerability to the right people and to ourselves, the more joy we're going to have and the more meaning we're going to have. All of these things are signs of resistance. Terry says, words from your family to a child can be so damaging. That is so true. It is so true. Because those words affected us at such a young age, it affects our beliefs, who we believe we are for sure. And if your mom or a teacher told you that you're stupid, you're never going to succeed, whatever it is, it's always going to be in the back of your mind until it comes up and you can heal it and say, it is something, isn't it? Those words. Shadow work teaches you about yourself as well, if done correctly. Absolutely. And Debbie Ford has a great book out there called The Dark Side of the Light Chasers or Light Workers. I'm not sure which. Dark Side of the Light Chasers, something like that. Great book about the shadows. I took a shadow process workshop with Debbie Ford many years ago where, you know, you really do go deep. So you look at those shadows. And what that means, shadows, some of you don't know, the shadows are the dark parts of ourselves that we want to deny or ignore or resist, and ties in very well with what we're talking about tonight. Those parts of ourselves, you know, maybe we were unkind, we want to ignore that part or whatever it might be. So being able to look at ourselves honestly and get in there is important. All of these things, the ignoring, the hiding, the denying, and not looking at ourselves is resistance. And what happens with resistance is it increases whatever we're resisting. Isn't that horrible? It increases it. So if we're resisting our emotions, we're going to have more emotions. If we resist thinking that resist those parts of us, our shadows, the parts where we feel flawed, if we resist those, we're going to have more hiding and more insecurity and insincerity. We're going to continue to condemn and hate. Limits our joy. Jackie says, gratitude leads to acceptance, empowerment, self-work. She works with incarcerated individuals. In class, we talk about character defects. Therefore, we concentrate on our true selves and who we really are. Oh, yes, amazing. Isn't that wonderful, Jackie? It is very powerful. You know, we think about those things. And Sam says, I don't think I'm hiding from myself. I just think I am. And that is fine. Wonderful. Yes, and family is. Hi, Rebecca, nice to see you. Light Chasers, thank you, Greg. I was like, what is it? It's a great book, The Dark Side of Light Chasers. Thank you, Joe. You guys are awesome. You're the best. There is such a fine line between love and hate. Yes, there is. And you know, so many people say that the opposite of love is actually fear, right? Fear of being ourselves, fear of being who we are, fear of showing ourselves to others. I'm sure some of us have struggled with that, right? Showing ourselves, our true self to others. Ooh, that can be a little scary because what if they don't like you? What if they think you're stupid? What if they think this? What if they think that? They just don't get you. And maybe even slightly harder if it's your family who doesn't get you and judges you. Okay, so what happens is we get used to that hiding. So this resistance and how it shows up in all these different ways, we can change this. Let's see. Cindy says, yes, when you are made to feel not worthy and your feelings aren't validated, I'm working on letting go of what I was always made, right? Yeah, it's a good book. Definitely is. I'm practicing embracing every aspect of myself. I am a work in progress. I am learning a lot as I go, for sure. Yes, and so true, right? And for me, I mean, it's taken me a while to get here. So I've been on this path for 20-something years now. It's taken me a while to get here. But I very much like exploring why I respond the way I do, why I feel the way I do, and looking at that and trying to do something. So instead of, and this is the different way of handling this, instead of resisting what you feel or resisting what you believe to be true, accept that you feel this way. So the path to accepting yourself is to accept what you're feeling, you're thinking, you're believing, everything, to accept it. Accept the challenging emotions, right? Sometimes we don't want to accept the challenging emotions because they're hard and they're painful, and we don't want to. But if we choose to accept ourselves, then we must accept the challenging emotions. Same thing with the flaws. Things that we deny, ignore, reject. If we accept that, we can recognize that we aren't perfect and nobody is. So we start to accept ourselves. We can accept that we are scared. Accept that you're pretending to be someone you're not. When you think about that one, that you're pretending to be someone you're not, and recognize those times where you put on a show and act like someone else because that's what somebody expects of you or what you think they expect from you. And you're not being real. When we accept ourselves, we actually feel better. We no longer are fighting against things. We're not resisting anymore. We accept ourselves as we are today. We may have made mistakes, but it's okay. You're allowed to make mistakes. You're allowed to be you. You get to choose. You can do this. We know when we accept ourselves, we know that we are more than our personal attributes and our behaviors. We are more than that. How we act is not the sum total of who we are. Our mistakes are not that. Okay, let's see. Check in comments for a second. Narcissist, yes. Those words, take some time. Good thing there's some good counselors out there, aren't there? You know, to help you get through some of that stuff. Narcissists, they're tough, but loving yourself, honoring and accepting, looking at yourself, if you're willing to figure out who you are, who are you really, and being curious about this. Lisa says, you can't appreciate living in the light unless you look back and recognize what's in the darkness, right? And we are living in a time, right? We are living in a time where there's a lot of darkness coming to the surface. I've talked about that a lot in the last year or two. there's a lot of darkness coming up. And so we see people bullying each other, and that's the darkness. But sometimes what I see is we complain that somebody is bullying and calling somebody else a name because they have a disagreement. But what happens is sometimes we, the people who are a little more aware maybe, are also doing the same thing. Well, they're so stupid. They're such an idiot. I can't believe they think that, right? But we're actually doing the same thing. So if we catch ourselves projecting that kind of energy out there, we can do is we can recognize that we're doing it, right? And rather than resisting and go, oh, I can't believe I did that. That was so stupid. I shouldn't have done it. And then judging ourselves again. We go, oh, I did that. That wasn't how I wanted to do that. That's not really who I am. So I accept that I did it. Then I accept that that's really not a true indication of who I am. Then I can move forward from that. Knowing, Paula says, I need to let go of perfectionism and punishing myself. Yes, perfectionists, recovering perfectionists, right? We have to learn to go, it's okay. It's okay. We don't have to be perfect. And perfectionism comes so much from our experiences. If we're perfect, people won't judge us. If we're perfect, people will like us. And that turns into us believing that we have to be perfect in order to be loved or liked. Isn't that wild? Yeah. Imposter syndrome, Greg is talking about. Yes, right? They cannot believe they're being paid as much as they are and feel like they are fake. Yep, successful clients, he says. Yep, right? And how many people have suffered from imposter syndrome? Like, I really don't know enough. I can't do this. Oh, you know? And we feel like we're faking it, truly. Debbie says, when you open up and share your true self with others, you have the fear of being judged, so you hold back and sharing. So true, right? So here's a caveat. We don't necessarily have to show our true selves to everyone. If you know somebody is a jerk and is going to judge you or be mean to you, then don't. Protect your energy. Turn the corner and go in a different direction. So you do not have to do that. Now, if you want to, you can as well. It's your choice, what feels right for you. So you have to decide on that one when that comes in. And Ron says, accepting yourself is so liberating. And I'm going to talk about that, Ron. You are psychic with me tonight. Yes, we want to definitely have to understand ourselves. And when we see who you are, who we are, when we see that, we are starting to recognize we are truly more than our personal attributes and behaviors. Sam says, but some people judge you by your past mistakes and bad choices. That weighs big on me. You are not alone on that, Sam. You know, I've had several clients years ago and stuff who made some choices when they were younger. You know, they may have been into drugs or whatever. And it feels like this weight around their neck because people are judging them still. And they may have changed 30 years ago and still people are judging them. And that can be really hard. Same thing with mistakes. But the stronger you are in knowing yourself and understanding who you really are, the less we care about what other people think about us. And it's okay to explore who we are. And remember, too, that spiritually, we are more than our physical lives. We are more than our physical bodies. We are more than everything here. We are also connected, remember, to that universal energy. So not only do we have the physical body, but we have that limitless energy that is available to us. And as one with that energy, we have the love, the light, everything that's within your soul. That is within. That's who you really are. And you express your soul in its own way. Yes, and Laura says, and so wise to remember, isn't it? That is in the past, and you're not the same person. We all change and grow every day. Every day. And it's okay that in the past we've made mistakes and done things we're not proud of. Claire says, it's hard to operate, vibrate in the collective unconscious when there are so many bullies, and there are so many bullies. And it can be a bit of a challenge, but again, back to, if you can remember to stay in your light, your love, do the best you can to be here, you're going to shine that light, which could help will help the collective unconscious raise their vibration up as well. So The next thing is it possible to accept all parts of ourselves, even the parts that we want to reject, deny, or ignore, and the parts of ourselves that we think are undesirable and even more important, unlovable? Is it possible? It is possible. Definitely is. Jenny says, I need to stop putting up walls. Yes, and when we put up the walls, we're protecting our energy, right? We're trying to protect our energy, especially we've had some experiences in the past where people have criticized, attacked, or abused, whatever it might be. So, of course, we're going to try to protect energy. So, but as you start, again, I'm going to keep coming back. As you start coming back to yourself, your soul, who you really are, you will be able to get stronger and stronger in that energy. Kyle says, when I see myself being negative about other people, I recognize it, tell myself to knock it off. Yes, and that is awareness, right? Of course, we must be aware of how we're responding. And that goes with all of what we're talking about tonight, because you can't recognize where you're resisting things in life, resisting things about yourself, resisting circumstances, emotions, etc., unless you're aware of them and willing to learn. So to learn to accept all parts of ourselves, all parts, what we want to think about is what we normally do. What we normally do is try to ignore it, right? We try to ignore that part. If we ignore it, maybe it will go away. We also do this when we have circumstances in our life that we don't want to deal with. So we try to ignore, your relationship is failing. We're just going to ignore it. Hope it gets better. Maybe it'll magically change. It's the same thing about the things inside ourselves. So if we were a bully ourselves, we bullied somebody, we want to ignore that because then we don't have to deal with it. But if we're resisting the fact that we were a bully at some point, then we need to move into that acceptance instead. We're ignoring it, it's again going to bubble up, just like those emotions. They're just under there and they're going to stay. The next thing we usually try to do after ignoring is we try to change ourselves, right? If I'm nicer, people will like me more. If I lose weight or have plastic surgery, I'll be more beautiful, so I'll be happier. If I work hard, then I'll be more successful and I'll be respected by everyone. So lots of times we try to change ourselves. You notice all of those examples are pretty much external stuff. Oh, if I'm nicer, people will like me more, they won't touch me anymore. But what will happen is you'll notice that even if you are nicer, you have the weight loss, the plastic surgery done, and you're amazingly beautiful, and you're very respected now, it doesn't really make a difference unless you love and accept yourself. So you'll have a momentary, oh, I feel great, but then you'll be right back where you were because you're not truly accepting yourself. Let's see. Penny, it is hard to feel sorry for myself when I see what my mom is going through with cancer, trying to be more positive. It's so hard when we have somebody we love who is going through something gigantic like this, and it certainly does put life into perspective. I've had a lot of friends and acquaintances die, it seems, in the past couple of years, and it's been really strange because you start to really look at your life and go, okay, they were younger than me, so I got to make sure I'm really living my life and be as positive as possible. Mary, it is very hard when it's loved ones who constantly remind you of mistakes you've made, right? Like, you've changed, maybe they could change, but we can't change them. So keep staying strong here, staying within you. Yes. I know, isn't it interesting? Now, here's the thing. All you guys who have people around you who are reminding you of your mistakes, your flaws, etc., you always have a choice in how you're going to respond. You can walk away, okay? You can decide not to take whatever they're saying personally, not to get entangled with the emotions that they might be trying to stir up within you. You can decide not to do that. And again, the stronger you are with yourself, the easier it becomes. So how many times have we thought to ourselves, if I get this or have that, I'll be happier or feel better about myself, right? And usually what happens is we keep judging ourselves. I must not be nice enough still, so I'll try even harder. Even after everything I did, I'll try harder. Maybe they'll like me more. I haven't lost enough weight, so I need to lose more and I'll continue to feel like a failure. Or I've made a lot of money at work and I know people respect me, but I still don't feel better. If we actually skip to those steps, the ignoring and then the trying to change ourselves to fix it, if we actually went to the extents and skipped all that other part, we would feel better faster. Text comments for a second. Collective needs to clear their trauma, so we need to hold the light exactly. Each one of us is so important for helping to combat the darkness and negativity that is currently out there. We are all so important, each one of us here, to do that. Mary says, I tell myself that I'm not the same person I was yesterday, that I can't change the past, that I can only make better choices now and tomorrow, and that is the perfect way to do this. Perfect. And past mistakes and lessons just make you stronger, and they do, because if we look at our past, we can see these things, these mistakes, I'll put those in quotes as well, the things we may have done that we wish we hadn't or whatever, and we can see what we've learned, or even from some of our more challenging situations, how strong we are. Definitely important. Holy call, light bulb. Oh, I'm glad you're getting it. It's not personal. It's something that they need to work on. Absolutely. So here's the thing. Acceptance, like accepting those parts about ourselves, it kind of goes against our natural reaction, doesn't it? Because we're so used to resisting things, hiding, ignoring, suppressing, rejecting. Sometimes it feels like it's just easier, right, to keep going the way we've always done it because we're familiar with it. We know how to do it. So sometimes it feels easier. But if we want to live our best life, be happy, and love ourselves, sometimes we have to go against that natural reaction and just do what we have to do so we can learn more about ourselves. You know, we don't want to feel uncomfortable or feel badly, and we don't want to question, or we might not want to do the work being intentional. If you're going to be intentional, that does take a conscious effort to do that, to be intentional and pay attention to how you're responding, how you're acting, how you're thinking. Some people even like complaining, don't really want to change, and don't really want to accept and love themselves, okay? But if you want to move out of self-hatred and self-loathing, self-disgust, all of those things, or if you simply want to have more self-love and self-acceptance, choosing acceptance is the fastest way to do it. So accept what you're thinking or what you're experiencing. Accept how you look. Accept that you're a human. Accept that you are more than you think are. Accept that you don't need others' approval. Accept that you can change your mind and go in a direction. Let's see. Molly said, it took me 40 years to realize how important loving myself first and having healthy boundaries is. You're not alone on that, Molly. I think I was past 40 by the time I figured that out. So, yay on you. Yeah, right? Devin says, I started at young age, third grade. I had to write, I will not something so many times. I will not talk or something similar. And instead I wrote, I hate myself. I am so sorry you experienced that. What a horrible experience to have as a child and to, without anything you did wrong, really, right, to establish that as a belief system that has probably affected you your whole life. We can tell you, we can all tell you that you are a being of love and it's okay to love yourself and accept yourself, move out of that idea. So you can accept how you feel rather than pushing it away. Here's a fun thing. Our emotions actually lead us to our truth. Your emotions will tell you what's important to you and who you truly are. If an emotion comes up in some way for some situation, you know, you think about yourself. Okay, say you think about yourself, you hate yourself, and you feel badly, of course, and maybe you feel sad because you hate yourself, right? So you're looking at that sadness, that emotion of sadness is obviously leading you to the idea that you hate yourself. But if you take it and keep going with it and keep feeling into it, eventually you'll get to that part where you realize you don't deserve that. You deserve to feel love. You deserve to love. You might also get to the point where you recognize where it came from, if you haven't yet, and recognize that that was a false belief, a false thought that should not have been given to you. And then when you understand some more, it's easier to let it go, process it, and move on. Doesn't mean that sometimes we don't need a good counselor to get there, but it can help you do this. So your emotions lead you to truth. And the only way through the emotions is to feel them. You must feel them. We can't just set them aside because then, again, we're resisting them. Now, there's a difference between setting them aside to process later because you're at work and you don't want to have a breakdown there. Okay, that's a different matter. You'll do it when you can do it, okay? Otherwise, you want to acknowledge it. You might even say to yourself, I am feeling sad today. I am feeling sad. And then let it come up. When you accept how you feel, all those emotions are, you're breaking your pattern. You're becoming intentional. And when you do that, that's when you're in the right direction. Now, accepting the emotions, yes, sometimes the feelings will intensify. They get a little bit stronger. But as you accept it and be with it, the energy of the emotion lessens. You're allowing the emotion to be expressed. You're allowing it to come. And as you do that, it might get stronger, but then it's going to fade and lessen. And it doesn't take long for that to happen, a couple minutes. Okay, backing up for a second. Because you guys wrote a lot while I was just talking there. Molly, thank you for letting me know you're not alone. Yes, and everybody's sending positive energy to Devin. See, you know, I love this whole community thing where people are here for each other and being positive. When we are triggered from someone's words, we need to realize and ask yourself why it is a trigger. Absolutely. It's a blessing to work on yourself to grow. So don't take things personally. So if you are triggered by something, somebody's behavior, somebody's actions, somebody's words, if you're triggered by them, there is something being triggered within yourself. They may be a jerk, yes, but there's something being triggered within yourself that you need to look at. So the emotion leads you to that. So let's see, accept our mistakes and learn. Yes, Michael says he forgave his father for abuse. Some to heal, let it all go. Yeah, somebody said before, I feel to heal. Emotions are so important. Paula says, I wish I learned to feel my feelings as a child so I don't have to struggle to relearn it now. Paula, I'm with you. I did not know anything about emotions really until I was probably about 40 myself. And I did not know anything. Nobody ever really checked in with me, you know, and it was a different time as well, of course, you know. So being able to look at our emotions and allow them to take the truth is very brave and courageous. Because it's not always pleasant. And so if we can be open enough and want to love ourselves enough to do it, that's beautiful. Now to feel the emotion, to be with the emotions, how can you find the trigger with the emotion? You want to explore what's happening, okay, and what you're thinking, what you're feeling as it's happening. So if, let's say somebody judges you, for whatever reason, and you're feeling that judgment, okay? So you feel the judgment, and you're thinking, he always does this to me. I always feel horrible when I'm around him. He always makes me feel this way, okay? Now, that's a sign to look within, makes me feel. And you're feeling that way because in some part of your being, it is highly likely that you don't feel good enough. And so that gets expressed in lots of different ways. But you may be able to explore it kind of that way. I don't know if that helps a little. So now, to be with the emotion or the thought that you're not good enough, what you do to accept it, to accept this, and this is a strategy here, is you simply allow it to be present. And if you put your hand on your heart and you affirm that you accept yourself, I accept and I love myself. So whenever you get that feeling, you can do this. It doesn't have to be out loud. You don't have to make it obvious if you're in, you know, with a group of people or something. But we can do this. Don't allow yourself to go down that rabbit hole of the stories, telling yourself the stories. Kind of like when I talked about the 50 things you love about yourself. it can be easy to come up with one, and then all of a sudden you're over here going, but I'm not really that way. Because remember that time 42 years ago when I did this? So we don't do that. We stop it before it happens. So if you're wanting to be with an emotion or that feeling of not being good enough, you put your hand here and you say, I accept myself. I love myself. And if you do this every time, that's going to help you diffuse some of this. You're going to help yourself recognize how important you are. You're going to show yourself compassion by doing this. You're giving yourself a break. This will help your mindset shift. You'll be able to see through those thoughts that have kept you in pain and that you don't even have to stay there. You don't have to stay there. So your mind gets clearer. And what can happen in when we move into the self-acceptance idea, where we start to really look at ourselves and accept all parts of ourselves, we might become aware of those weaknesses or those parts of ourselves that we are a little bit cringy on, or we don't really feel like we want to accept them or that we even have them. But you'll start to become aware of those things. But because you're moving into acceptance, you will not get caught in the emotional entanglement. You won't get caught in that story that keeps repeating how bad you are. You won't get caught in that story because you are accepting yourself as you are. What about the emotion of resentment toward others? Hey, if we have resentment toward others, another person, it's time for us to move into the forgiveness phase. Remember, forgiveness does not mean we approve of what someone else has done. We resent them for some reason. This doesn't mean we approve of it. What we're doing is we're accepting it has happened, and then maybe we're going to protect our energy so it never happens again. But we don't want to carry that resentment with us. So we can acknowledge we have it. That would be one of our weaknesses, in quotes, where we recognize that we have resentment within us. And what our normal reaction again, right? We push it away. We don't want to acknowledge that I am feeling resentful. We don't want to acknowledge it because that's not a good quality to have, in quotes. So we recognize that. We become aware of resisting this resentment. Instead, we want to choose to accept it. I am accepting the fact that I am holding resentment right now. An emotion may come up with that, and if emotion comes up, we follow it. See where it goes. Now, we might feel badly about ourselves that we do this, okay, that we are holding the resentment. We feel like we should be looking at the other person, you know, through the eyes of love and forgiving them, just, you know, la, easy, 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 and we're just going to bypass all the emotions. No, we have to feel the emotion, acknowledge that we're feeling the resentment, and then we get to decide what we want to do with it. Okay, if we're getting caught in the emotions, we want to follow it till we get to more of the depth of it, what's going on there. And find out what the truth of it is for you. And then we get to the point where we can go, oh, I can see that I am holding some resentment. I'm holding the resentment because they, you know, stole money from me, whatever it might be. They stole money from me. That was wrong of them to do, but I'm not going to hold on to that energy anymore. And that's when we can move into that compassion and forgiveness and move forward from that. I hope that helps a little bit. You will be younger when you let go of the stories. Oh, that is good, Corky. I love that. You'll be younger. Well, here's what happens too, right? As we get caught, as we have this, as we move into the acceptance, we have more space in our brains, right? When we discover we have these false beliefs, it's easier to reframe them or even delete them. You know, we can even accept that we believe something that wasn't true, and it's okay. We believe something in the past, but we know better now, so we can change what we're believing. And then we want to accept that we have the power. We can change our lives and move in direction. And that takes us into self-forgiveness, forgiveness of others, compassion. We spend so much time criticizing ourselves. If we were to accept ourselves as we are a work in progress. Every day we improve. And we are a person who is much more than those personal attributes and behaviors. When we can accept all of this, we actually become free. We free up that space in our mind. We're free to be ourselves, to live the way we want to be. We're free to be authentic and vulnerable, even with ourselves, where we can go, I'm scared about going into this emotion, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's being vulnerable with yourself. That's awesome. You're free to live life on your terms. You don't have to follow the old way of doing things. We don't have to let the old program continue to influence us. We don't have to listen to the inner. We don't have to. We don't have to do it anymore. I can accept that I have an inner critic. I know I have an inner critic, but I also know when that inner critic starts going, I'm going to go in a different direction, or I'm going to learn from it and see what I need. So rather than suffering in self-condemnation, we are free to let go of the self-hatred. Free. Moving into acceptance, accepting ourselves, helps us let go of the self-hatred. Then we're free to live the life that we want to live, deserve to live. Absolutely. Yes, ask spirit to remove the resentment. Yes, sometimes it is hard for us as humans to forgive another person. Sometimes it's hard, and we can ask for that help. Same thing with resentment. Sometimes we have to be careful because sometimes people who are on a spiritual path believe that we should just forgive, and we don't do the work sometimes necessary to be ready to forgive. Same thing with resentment. We must be ready to let go of the resentment. So sometimes it takes a little work to get there, but spirit can help us do the work. We just have to be very careful, cautious, that we don't skip the emotion, we don't skip the learning that's there, don't skip the insight. I know this is sort of related, but not quite. The theory of unconditional love, and I call it unconditional love gone wrong, where we do so much for our kids because we love them and we want to show them how much we love them that we actually end up doing too much for them, and they don't learn how to live. They don't learn about consequences for their actions. You know, and then later on, we want to do our own thing and they're still expecting us to do everything for them. So it's kind of similar to unconditional love. We got to figure out what we're doing exactly and make sure we're clear on things. Anything but that. So much fun to hate somebody, right? Bitterness results from unforgiveness, and that will destroy us. Absolutely. Resentment, too. When we hold resentment, especially if you're in a relationship, any kind of relationship, romantic one, you have resentment going, it's like it's just going to get worse and worse and worse until it's dealt with. Yeah, forgiveness is more for us than them. Yeah, Greg likes to say a lot, and he posted it here. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? You need to forgive to move forward, Lynn says. You don't have to accept it or forget it. Exactly. But you need to forgive to move on. If we don't forgive, then it's like we're dragging this boulder behind us. And it's the same thing directed at ourselves, forgiving ourselves. Exactly the same thing. We want to let go of that energy and recognize, give ourselves the compassion and recognize we've done the best we can. If we could have done better, we would have done better. So we did the best we can. And isn't it amazing that you're still alive? Isn't it amazing you're exactly where you are right now? Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. Okay, I've been positive. After I realized resentment. Good. Forgiveness is correcting the misperception that someone has ever hurt me. Yes. Compassion, yes. Sometimes it takes us a while to get into that feeling and of compassion. And that's okay. We're doing the best we can. Yes, Lisa said she had a trigger for years, didn't know where it came from, and realized it was something when she was 3 years old. My father said something very innocently, but it stuck. And it is interesting when we find those things because they can be surprising to us. We didn't recognize them. We didn't realize that was affecting us. And then when we find out, we're like, oh, really? And then because we can see it, then we can let it go and move on. Never wait for somebody to do something in particular before you forgive them, okay? Don't wait for that. Not going to happen. Let's see. Work on forgiveness on all fronts. Hey, acceptance. Acceptance is so important. Okay. Came in real fast because you got all but the comments came in really quickly while I was going on in there. Forgiveness is a choice, but readiness is necessary. Yes. It's all about letting go of the story. It really is, isn't it? It is letting go of the story. And when we move into this, so if you want to move into this idea of accepting and loving ourselves, you want to be intentional. You want to question, what do you believe? Is it true? Is this true? Beware. You want to prioritize what's most important and have the gratitude because that helps you shift your perspective and rebalance it. You want to discover who you really are, not who society says you are, not who your family says you are, not who your inner critic says you are, but who are you really at the soul level? Who are you? What am I making the story in my head mean? Yes, ask that. What am I making the story mean? So it's interpretation. You know, we have this interpretation. I have this, I call it the web of interpretations in my book, where something happens, you have an emotional reaction because you made an instantaneous interpretation. So something happens, you have the reaction, you can look back. What is the interpretation? What is the story you're telling? Then you can see if it's related at all with not feeling good enough. Then you can recognize the false beliefs that have been influencing you and you can change them. Really, it's simple in theory. In practice, maybe not as much. But in theory, it's really quite simple. Yes. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. 12-step book. Yes. Yes, Jan, so wise. Sometimes we cling to the story because it makes us feel right and powerful, but it really drains. Yes, how we've been wrong. We hold on to that story. We complain, we whine, etc. Yes, so wise. Yes, so where we are, where you're doing this, intention, question, prioritize, gratitude, discover who you are, find out where you're resisting, and then you can move into it. Anytime I feel badly, I know I'm resisting something. Anytime. Could be a situation, but there's something else going on usually. Right? Absolutely. I choose to rewrite my stories. Yes. Straight out of my book, Debbie. We rewrite the stories. We are addicted to the story. We are, aren't we? We are addicted to the story. Isn't it fun? Ah, not so much. Okay. Oh, my goodness. This after 9, I've talked for so long. I did not realize I was going to talk so long. The Spirit told me I had to talk about this tonight, and here we are talking about it. So important, especially on Valentine's Day, the day of love. So it's important that we move forward and do our best. Doesn't have to be perfect. We just do our best to accept and love ourselves. Okay, I will stop talking so you guys can go about your day. So thank you so much for joining me tonight on Valentine's Day. It's been fun sharing a little bit of how to have more love in your life with you. And next week, I do not believe I'll be here because I think we're doing something. I will post so you will know. So you guys have a most wonderful week, and I will see you whenever I see you next. Some of you, it will be in a couple of days. Some of you tomorrow. Some of you next week. Some of you 2 weeks. Who knows? But I will see you when I see you. And you guys have a wonderful week, and enjoy your day and spread your love. Bye.